Quade, congratulations. You went the almost went the distance tonight, four rounds. You managed to end the fight 34 seconds into the fourth round. What did you make of your performance?
Yeah, I feel that I improved, you know, and that's what, you know, this is all about, you know, getting better and better. And I think each fight, you know, you have to do that. And, you know, the work that I've been putting in, you know, with my trainer, the time and effort, you know, I feel that I'm getting better. But, you know, it just shows there's so much to work on, and there's a big road ahead if I want to continue to get better.
What did you challenge? What challenged you most tonight about being in the ring?
Oh, man, every time you get in the ring, it's, you know, it's a whole different feeling, because it's, you know, it's a different opponent, a different feel, you know, and myself, you know. But I felt better. But I think, you know, what challenged me most was he was quite aggressive at stages, but he's also you know, had some good defense, and he had a very solid chin. So and he was pretty good on the counter too. So, you know, like, it was. It's just a challenging aspect all around, but that's why I love doing it, you know, because I can see myself getting better. Each time I go to the gym for training, I feel that I'm getting better, so, you know, I want to continue to improve.
Your ring generalship in particular seemed to have improved a lot from your first fight. Is that the biggest challenge, being looking like a boxer more so than just a footballer with gloves on?
Yeah, exactly, you know, being athletic is one thing, but understanding boxing is another, and, you know, I'm slowly getting that, and you know, I felt a lot better in the ring, but that's due to, you know, sparring a lot more. You know, before I'd never had any experience in the ring. You know, I didn't get to spar too much, and you know, it showed out in my first fight. But having a little bit more experience, a little bit more time, training throughout the year, understanding the ring, understanding how to move, you know, that was a lot better. But my footwork, you know, it's got still miles of improvement left in it.
How serious are you about your boxing, and how far can you possibly take it?
Well, you know, as far as you want, really. You know, like, it's something that, you know, I want to work at. But, you know, there's some great fighters out there. You know, so, you know, again, you know, I'm right at the bottom of the food chain, in terms of you know, where I stand in boxing. You know, but I want to continue to get better. You know, I'll continue to work hard and make small steps, you know, towards being a better fighter, and wherever that may take me, you know, who's to know at the moment. But you know, right now I'm just going to focus on footy. We've got a game next weekend, so, you know, my full focus is going to go into that.
Does it bother you when people sort of refer to it as a bit of a sideshow or a gimmick, for you to come out and box here, more so than it being treated for what it's worth as a boxing match?
Yeah, I haven't really heard anybody say that as yet, but I mean, like, people are going to have different opinions on it, and you know, I know how hard I work, and you know, all the people involved know how hard I work, and, you know, I'll continue to do that, and you know, all I can do is, you know, work hard, and, you know, and show all the people that want to see, you know, how much I enjoy it, and how hard I'm working, and that's all what I'll continue to do.
Just lastly, trial game around the corner. When are you back at training?
Tomorrow morning, you know, 7:30. Just like the rest of the team, you know, I've got a job to do, and I'm looking forward to getting back to training and focusing on the game next week.
I hope you wake up fresh in the morning. Well done tonight.
Thank you.